Okay, today's daf is Pesach and Daf Ayin Dalet, the first daf in Paraketzat Tolin, and let's talk about glass. We'll talk about kashering glass, the status of glass a little bit. Again, a big topic, but let's see what we can do based on today's Gemara. Today's Gemara is one of the important Gemaras relating to glass. So it starts, we know the beginning of Ketzat Tolin talks all about different halachas of blia, of absorption, because the halacha is that the Korban Pesach has to be totally roasted. The question is, do you put the entrails, do you put the intestines inside of it when you roast it? Is that going to cook it, or do you put it around its head? That's the machlokas tanaim that you have here in the Mishnah. But towards the bottom of Amman Aleph, Amar Rabba, Hai Mulyasa. Mulyasa is when I have, let's say, a chicken, and I put meat in the chicken. I put some meat inside the chicken to have that taste. Sharya, what if I did not salt it properly beforehand and I put it in? So do I worry that the blood of the meat that's stuffed inside is going to be nivla into the chicken? So Rashi says, Hai Mulyasa. An polonder balaz kamosha anu mamalin hatzlaim atarnagolim bein baser latzamos. We fill it sharya va'afilu lo bishlu, says on the side, afilu lo milchu es habasar, even if you didn't salt the meat, shenostim latocha elakamalicha sli, you just salted it enough that you would have to do in order to roast it afterwards, right? Which is a less of an amount of malicha than if you'd have to salt it if you want to cook it, lekadera, afterwards, because by tzli, a lot of the blood drips out. So if you only did the lower level salting, says Rashi, that would be good enough. That is the chiddush of Rabba. So Amalei Abaye Vakabalata. Abaye says, aren't you worried that the outside chicken is going to be bolea the dam? Amalei Kabola Kach Palta. Just as it is absorbed, so too it spits it out, and it is it goes, let's say it goes into the skin, but it goes out and it drips out into the fire. Fine, that's Rabba. So name it Messiah Leis. So we want to prove Rabba. So we quote from our Mishnah. Notice it is Krov es b'nei me'av l'tocho, right? The first, the Tanakama says, what do? You put the innards and the intestines inside the Korban Pesach, according to Rabbi Yosi Galili, when you roast it. So my time, why is that allowed? La mishim darmin in the Kabbalah kach polto. Don't we say? Because that's not cooking it, but whatever goes in goes out, and therefore it's not a problem. Amri, so the answer is no, it's not a raya to Rabba. Shani Hasam, the kima, the ike, base hashchita, the machalchel. The point is, the mouth of the animal is facing down when you're roasting it, made of divi. Right? So then we say, it drips out. It drips out. Fine. Name him Sile. We want to bring another raya to this from the Mishnah in Chulin. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah is on the bottom of Kuf Tes Amar Aleph and Chulin, but it's quoted here. The Mishnah there talks about the chow, the udder, and the lev, the heart. Two part, special parts of the animal. So the Gemara quotes, halev, the heart, karo umotzi es dama. When you want to cook the heart, first you have to rip it open so that the blood spills out, and then you'd be motzi the dam. Lo karo, if you didn't tear it open, says the Mishnah, karo la'achar bishulo umutter. So you could tear it after it's bishul. So our Mishnah there in Chulin just says Alev Karo Moti is Damo Lo Krao Eino Over Alav. Right, that's what the Mishnah says. Like right there, talks about what does that mean. But our Gemara is Bedaik Lo Krao Karo Lacher Bishulo. If you didn't tear it, you could tear it after you already cooked it. Umutter and it is mutter. Rashi says Lacher Bishulo Kasakataitach Lacher Bishulo Tzli Kaamar. Did Tzli Nami Kari Bishul? Quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim about the Korban Pesach where the lashon of bishul is used. So lo kro kar lacher bishul lo mutter. You're allowed to tear it after its bishul, after its roasting. My time, Allah mishum darina the kabbalah kach polto. Why? Why don't we say that it was cooked and therefore? I'm sorry. Isn't this a raya to Rabba that kabbalah kach polto? That just like it goes in and goes out. So therefore, even though the lave has a lot of blood, we assume it drips out. Answer: shiny lave deshia. The heart is different because it is smooth and it is not bolea. That is, so Zoraya from heart, because the heart is different. The heart isn't bolea. So, 3 points to make. Number one, do we hold this way, Lamaskana? Do we hold that the heart isn't bolea because it's Shia? So, if you look in Rashi and Chulin, Rashi here doesn't make it so clear, but Rashi and Chulin on that Mishnah, Rashi says, on the Mishnah there says, remember, if you weren't Koreiat, Eino over a love, Lios Bakaris, there's no kares, or Mesechas Krisas, Mukim La, believe Oaf She'ain Badamo Kazayas. Why is this? Because if it's a lave of an oaf, which doesn't have a Kazayas of blood, Avo Bebehema Chayav Kares, and Lo Karo Lachar Bishulo. Avo Bisaro Eino Nesar. The heart is going to be a problem, but the basar is not Nesar. Why? Shahalev Chalaku, Ve'eno Balea, Vachanami Arena Bimsachim, Bipsachim, Shiny Lev Tashia. Rashi quotes this, Lamaskana. And this is what the Rambam says. The Rambam in Ilchas Ma'achalas Asuros, and the Balam are here, hold this way, Lamaskana, that the heart is smooth, and therefore you don't have to worry about any blia in the heart, that any meaning it'll won't be bolea, right? There's no place for it to get in. The Rambam says in Ilchot Ma'achal Sasuras, Perek Vav Alachavav, Halev, Bein Litzli, Bein Likadera, Karo, Umoti as Damo. It's best to take the blood out before you start cooking it in any way. V'yachar kach malcho, and then salt it. V'im bishel Halev v'lo Karo, Karo achar shebishlo umutar, V'im lo Karo, eino chayev alav kares. That's what the Gemara there discusses why that is. And Baba Dura Murba Leif Ha'of, Avalam Ha'yalev Behema Chayev Kares, Shreishbo Kazayis Bidam, Shebetoch Ha'lev, Shechayev Alav Kares. Not because of the Bliya, but because there's just blood inside of it that is a lot. So Rashi and the Rambam Balamar all hold that we hold this with a maskana. Fine, it says shiny lev to Shia. But if you look at many Rishonim, starting with Tosfos here, or Tosfos and Chulin, no, this is just a Dechia. It's a Dechia. There's no proof from here that Kabbalah Kachpalto, because it could be the heart is smooth. But Lamaskana, we hold Kabbalah Kachpalto. So therefore, that point of Shia might not hold Lamaskana. If you look in Tosfos, first the second half of Tosfos, of Biyu Omeri, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, Don the Maskinan Shani Lev, the Shia, Dichuya Ba'almahu, Ukaraba Paskinan, B'Samach, Dumuya Sasharia. We hold like Rabbah, even though the Gemara tried to now say that there's no proof to Rabbah, but we hold like Rabbah, and it's based on Kabbalah Chalpoto, not Shia. And if you look at Tosfos also, in Chulin, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dein Lismoch Alze La Asos Maisa. We try to prove that mitatani karo la'achar bishulo v'dachi shani lev d'shia avalamai dematzik the kabbalo kapolto sulo amrina d'shia v'lo bala v'kor la'achar bishulo v'lo bala. Right? We don't say that. V'kor la'achar bishulo haino la'achar tzliyaso. As we said, the shayach be kabbalo kapolto shadam no filotocha v'kadeira aser. So that is Tosfos Lamaskana. We don't hold of the Shia. And finally, Rabino David, quoting here from the Ramban and expanding on the Ramban there in Chulin, but also expanding, right, that the heart has so many openings, right, to permeate when cooked. So therefore, how can we say that it is that you would rely on it? He quotes the Baal Amar, and then he says, V'ein, let's start with it, V'harav Mori, quotes the Kabbalah Kachpolta.
There
are so many openings and orifices in the heart. How can you say blood doesn't go in and out? Then you could allow it if it was cooked with the nevela. That for sure is aser, assumes Rabbeinu David. If you cook the heart, okay, forget its own blood, because you want to say the inside is smooth. But from the outside, he said, for sure it's going to be aser if you cook it with a nevela, right? It's going to be ne'esar, right? That is the halacha. The Rashba says they were chulin, maybe not. Maybe not. Right? So, this is the Shita of many, the Ramban there, Rabbeinu David. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Dam, quotes Tosfos, quotes Lechumra against the Rambam, that's Mekel, Yaradeya, Ayin, Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, Malcho Tomat Alev, Din Malichas Halev Ahareya. That's the Simon Ayin Beis. So Halev Miskabeis Hadam Besocho Beshasa Shchita. The heart, the blood gathers in it at the time of the shechita. Lefichav sarach lekaro kodem malicha. Ulahotzi damo, ulamocho acharkach. You have to take the blood out of the heart and then salt it. V'acharkach bevashla. Malcho velo krao. If you salted it first, karo achar melichaso umutter. Ava bisha nimlach im hadam shebesocho. The kabolo kachpalto. It's okay, b'diavet. V'uadidim tzla'o velo krao. Shekaro lachar tzliyaso umutter. Avalim bishlo beli kriya. Usser. But the Shulchan Aruch says, if you cook the heart without tearing it open, again, Tzli is okay, Malicha is okay. You're supposed to first Koreh it. If you did either of those beforehand, it's okay. But if you cooked it, it's a problem. And the Taz points out, Deloka Rambam, the pasuk lahater mikoach hateres begemara shiny leaf to shia velo bala. Right, that's the Taz, the Shach. The idea bisho balea, velo amrina the shia, velo shayach lemeimer, you can't say Kabbalah Kapalto, I'm sorry. Bikadera. So, the shoch point number one, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins against the Rambam, and we don't hold of Shia. Number two, what does Shia mean? And then this is all going to lead to our discussion. What does Shia mean? So if you look on Tosfos here, again, in the name of the Riva says, the only Shia that it's going to help for is Dam anyway. V'nira l'riva, the davka l'gabe dam, the samich. Dam is thick. That's why you cannot get into the heart surface. Armina de Shia. Aval inyan shamnunis, if you have fatty, greasy liquid, de isura lo, de mifapea, v'lo armina shia. That, you're not going to say it's smooth. Shia will keep out blood, but it's not going to keep out something that is more viscous. Ulahachi gabi lev, that's why if you look in the Mishnayos and Trumas, it says that the kaved, the liver, which is full of blood, is oser ve'eno nesar. It doesn't become ne'esar if it's cooked with something else. By the lev, it doesn't say ne'esar. And therefore, it would be, okay, the Rashba is lenient by the first shayla, as we said. We hold that way lamaskana, but he's machmir here, that it's only dam. Okay, what does this have to do with us? The Mordechai on this Gemara. The Mordechai in this Gemara discusses glass, right? Because we know glass from elsewhere is somewhere in the middle. The Gemara at the end of Masechas Avodah Zarah tells us that there's a chiyuv tevila for glass. Why? There's a chiyuv tevila for metal. So glass shares some properties with metal, and that's why we treat it as a metal in certain ways for Kabbalah's Tumah on a Drabana level, possibly. But anyway, this is, on the one hand, it's like metal, but the Gemara Shabbos Daf Tezvav talks about that it shares properties with Kli Cheres also, right? It also comes from the sand, compared to the dirt. So it's somewhere in the middle. So what about here? What about here? So says the Mordechai, Tuf Kuf Ayin Dala. The Mordechai quotes, a Machlokes Rishonim. Says the Mordechai. V'Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris Hayam of Omer Tahani Kosos Klei Zechuches Sheshasu Bohen B'Shayimos Hashana. Glass cups that you use the whole year. Aser Lushos B'Mepesach Va'Filo Ayde Iru. You can't use them on Pesach. Why? Mishum Tahava L'Kekli Cheres. Because glass is like Cheres, like the Gemara in Shabbos says. Ho V'Tchilas B'Yasan Hein Minachol. Because it's from sand. V'Torah He'idal Kli Cheres Shein Yosimi De'Dofen La'Olam. Says Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris. Glass is like cheres. Just like cheres is bolea ve'eno polate, so too glass is bolea ve'eno polate. V'yava gav t'tashmisha b'tzonein, and even though it was all cold, so there's no transfer when it comes to cold, mikol makom, shoren b'yam petit and sholem cham, b'yayin v'avi kavush havikim evushal. But sometimes you soak things in there for 24 hours, and therefore we paskin kavush kim evushal, and therefore, problem. According to Rabbi Chinami Paris, you cannot kasher glass, period. For Pesach for sure, but you can't kasher it. V'Ravya kasav sof sim and tav samach dalid, but says the Ravya, de klizchuchis shia velo bala. Klizchuchis, glass is smooth, and it's not bolea because it's smooth. Kidam rinan gabi lev, like it says by lev in our Gemara. V'Raya me avos drebi nasan. And he says, if you ever want a raya, look in avos drebi nasan. What's avos drebi nasan? Avos drebi nasan. The brisa, that's an expansion of Pirkei Avos. What is avos drebi nasan saying? The last parak of avos drebi nasan. The last parak, parak mem aleph, there's 41 prakim in avos drebi nasan. In os vav, shlosha dvarim b'klicheres. There are three characteristics that I want you to know about a kli cheres. Bolea, it absorbs. Ve'eno polate, it doesn't spit out once it absorbs. Ve'eno mavish kol mashe besocho, and it doesn't make whatever's inside of it ruined, because I guess it stays cool. Shlosha dvarim b'kleis chuchis, and three characteristics of a glass kli. Eino bolea, says a beferish. Eino bolea. Umare kol mashe besocho, and it is clear. It shows whatever is inside of it. B'makom cham cham, b'makom sonein sonein. So it says b'feirish in Avos Rabbi Nasan that glass is not balea, unlike cheres. That's machlokas, the Mordechai quotes between the Ravya and Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris, and Avos Rabbi Nasan is a proof. And this is the shita of many Rishonim. If you look in the Ran right here, also earlier on Daf Lamed im Sachim, but if you look in Tes Amud Aleph. In the Dafei Arif, the Ran also says, "Nirali lahadir kleis ruchis afilu b'machnisan lakiyam d'shia V'kashim bliasam. Ubliasam mu'uta mikala kelam. It's very, very little blia. Umasasi kasa tachi isa ba'os Rabbi Nasan. I also found that it's also Nava's Rabbi Nasan. Kli zechuchis ein bolin v'ein poltin. So this is the shita of the Ran, the shita of the Deya, the Ravya, quoted in the Mordechai. The Rashba is also lenient in a tshuva, chelak alapsim and reish lama gimel. But there are those that are machmir. The smag is machmir, to assume that glass, no, you have to treat like Rabbi Chiya Meparis says, and the Truma Tzedeshin quotes this. The Truma Tzedeshin is simen kuflam and beis. The Truma Tzedeshin is always quoted lahalacha in the Shulchan Aruch. The Truma Tzedeshin quotes simen kuflam and beis. He quotes this mag, Shenogush Lolish Tamish Bekleis Chuchas Yashan Bepesach Mishum de Talmuda, Midamalalakli Cheres, because we look at Sachim, Daf Lamish, and Yosim Dio Dafna La Olam, Bechain Kasaba Mordechai, he quotes the Mordechai Beshem Rabbeinu Yoel, really, we have it as Rabbeinu Yechiel. Avagav Zeshvina De Tzoni, who come off of Mishorin of Titim, he quotes it, Yavagav de Rav Yamatir Sham, Mishum de Kleis Chuchas Shia Huvelo Bala, Kidamrina Lagabe Lave, Nira de Losam Chinan Alei. Shumas Adeshin says, no, we shouldn't rely on the Rav Yah. Tahasan, Parakates at Solon, Mefarish, Bashim, Rabbeinu Tam, like the first half of our Shir. Because look at Rabbeinu Tam, says that answer of Shia doesn't hold a maskan. It's just a Dechuyah Ba'alma. Vino Nishal Maskanasham, Machina Minag Be'ilu Aratzos, Delok Rav Yah. So the Shumas Adeshin, that's the Minag in our Aratzos that we treat it as Cheres. And this translates into a Machlokas, Machaber in the Ramah. Machlokas, Machaber in the Ramah, in Hilchas Pesach. The Rav Shulchan Aruch says, in Tuf Nun Aleph, that's the siman about kashering on Pesach, and it is a long siman, but all the way at the end, the last sif in that, second to last sif in that siman, Chavav, Klei Zechuchis, Afilu Machnisan Lakiyam, Vafilu Mishtamish Bahem Bechamin, even if you used it for hot, Ein Tzrichim Shum Hechsher, She'einan Bolim Ubashtifa Ba'alma Sagiluhu. It's not Balea, right? It's glass, it's smooth, it's like the lave in our Gemara, and therefore it is mutter. That is the Ran. He quotes this from the Baragola, quotes Ran, Perak Beis de Psachim, that's the Ran that we just read. It's the Ran, it's the Rashba, it's the Ravya in the Mordechai, that glass is not Balea, and therefore you're allowed to use glass for Milchiks and Fleishiks, as long as it's clean, you're allowed to kasher glass for Pesach. That is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah quotes the Trumas HaDeshen. V'yesh machmirin v'omrim dekleis chuchis afilu hag'ala lo mahani lehu. Not only should you not, but you can't. V'chein ha-minag ba'ashkenaz u'be'bedinos elu, and that's the minag and ashkenaz in these medinos. That is the Ramah quoting the Trumas HaDeshen. If you look in the Magen Avram quotes, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avram, if rov tashmisho bitzonein, if you basically only use it for cold, and you don't soak things in there, so then, b'di'eva, the Ramah would be megal too. But if rov b'chamin, it would be ne'esar, unless you kasher. So we might not hold of this shita totally, of it's not kasherable. Afilu agalo mahani lehu b'di'eva, even if one is machmir, lechadchila, like the Ramah, but we, the poskim say that we would hold at least the middle opinion, that it is bolea, but it is kasherable. There is a ra'ah, I think, in the Ritva, on Daf Lamed and Psachim, that also says this middle type of approach. There is a problem, though. The Magen Avraham points out that if you look in Yoredeya, the Shulchan Aruch is Mako by Yayin Nesech, by glass, and the Ramah is not Masik there. The Ramah is not Masik, so, you know, it's a steer in the Ramah. So the Magen Avraham, two answers. The Magen Avraham's answer is Shani Yayin Nesech. Yayin Nesech has certain kulas, says the Magen Avraham. This is Sif Katan Memtes in the Magen Avraham. Ve'ein lo damosa lo yayin nesach ayin yoredeya simen kuf lamed hei. Sif ches de kama kulo sekilo b'yayin nesach. Ma she'ein kein b'chameitz. And therefore, yayin nesach is different. Shiny yayin nesach, we are more makel by yayin nesach. That is one answer. If you look in the Rebbe Kiva Eger here on Shulchan Aruch, he says, look in the Minchas Yaakov. Look at the Minchas. Who's the Minchas Yaakov? The Minchas Yaakov is the commentary that we have on the Torah Schatas. The Torah Schatas is the Ramah on Yoredeya in Yanim. So if you look at the Minchas Yaakov there, in Hilchos, Bittul Isurim, right, in mine it's Din Bittul Isurim, in Simin Pehe. In Simin Pehe, he has the opposite answer to answer the Magen Avraham's question. The Magen Avraham says, Shani Ayin Nesach, Menachas Yaakov says, Shani Chametz. So Rachin, the Barachayim Simin Tafnu Nalef, Mavur Bidibre Arav, the Yishla Achmer Kadasa Chol Kimal Aran, the Kleis Chuches Din Kli Cheres Yishlo, Ayin Biorodea, Sasam Kadasa Arav, Ula Yishla Chalik, Ben Chumer, the Chametz Le Ayin Nesach, Vitzorachin. That's what he says. That's what the Kiva Eger quotes. That's what Knesset Gedolah quotes. That chametz is different. Chametz is different. Meaning, big nafgamina. What about the rest of the year? Is it Chametz the exception? Is Yayin Nesach the exception? So I think the Minhag Olam is like, is that Chametz is the exception, and therefore, we assume Rove of the year, we assume the whole year besides Pesach, like the Rashba, and like the many Rishonim, and like the Ran, and like the Ravya, that Gles is not Boleah. Gles is not Boleah at all, and therefore, you can, as long as it's clean, you can use it. For Milchus, Leishuks is not Boleah, but for Pesach, we're Machmir. For Pesach, we're Machmir. Chomer to Chametz, like the Minchas Yaakov says here, and that's how you explain the Magen Av. That's how you explain the Ramah. Again, Svardim Eker Adin. The Shulchan Aruch says Ein Tzrichim Shum Hechsher. Maybe there are some that are more machmir like the Ramah, but fundamentally it's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah about glass. Okay, we'll stop here.